Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, know that we inspire, motivate, and impact. Soar Nation, welcome back. Today I have a special guest with us, Mr. Teran Knowles, IFBB Elite.
Listen. 2015, I came back after taking that L. I did very well. I won in Freeport. I won my category in Nassau. But the route I took, I think, was the detriment of myself, being uneducated, just wanting to win. So I was taking rest of my body. I did extensive diets.
Right.
I did supplementation, whereas some others think that it's a luxury on the body. And I found out the hard way. This is when I realized that success is a lonely road. When I took the after winning the competition in 2015, I was out of the competition from 2016, 2017. Never got a diagnosis for the situation that I was dealing with. I traveled to Cleveland Clinic and Princess Margaret doctors on numerous occasions. Me and my physician currently are besties. Like, you know, Fat Dr. Fredericks was besties. I have up there. Therapist, you know, it's so funny, you have a fancy name, she came out of me, but she's my therapist, her name is called Tia Wilson, and these are the people, and I also say, make sure you got a circle, make sure you got a circle that's so strong that if there's a need to bind it, and I think that these are the people that assisted me and made me feel more than there was more to life.
Right.
I've been during my therapy times, and it wasn't, people always take therapy to be psychological. The doctor visit and seeing your numbers becoming healthy, that's psychological.
Right.
You telling me something, placebo wise, because especially coming from somebody you know, you can trust them.
Right.
Understand me? So that makes the body funny. The body works off of words, the body works off of emotions.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they said. So, exactly. So that's what helped a lot with my treatment coming back. I saw like six specialists. I saw like a neurologist, I had a cardiologist, I was checked for rhabdo. Another physician over at Cleveland Clinic who sent me down cold inside the office 2017. This was August, the same month, 2017. And he told me, let me scrape my eyes, and he sent me up. And he looked at the charts and he said, to be honest, you will never be able to compete again. Because the irreparable damage you did to your muscles during the time you spent. A short window that you allow the muscle to secrete this enzyme that got into my bloodstream. So I was suffering from heart palpitations, I had muscle fasciculations, I had brain troubles in my head. Like I had work for a while. I was at the point where I couldn't get out of bed, and sometimes I was so weak. I would really check news when I was to work, and I'd laugh at the desk whilst I was doing my IT job.
Right.
If it wasn't for my supervisor who was in the office at the same time, he had a keyboard. Get me up and rush me to the ER. So it's things like that, but I always flash back on and know that I was not close to being at that edge.
Right.
To bring me back to who I am today. People need to understand these are the days for me to struggle. Unfortunately, some people gotta get checked like that.
Right.
You can avoid it, but that's the way you're probably being
there. Right.
Unfortunately to say that 2017, I pulled up crying, I said, man, why is crying? You won't cry, wait, no matter. Me, I cry. Like, yeah, later, yeah. Later, like, certain things get to me.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
up to this day.
Real men cry, man.
Yeah. Up to this day, I can still think about my two grandparents, and I can pull up crying. Because I felt as if I had unfinished business. You understand what I'm saying? So, crying for me is written, but I still feel like I felt like I can squeeze the hell out of somebody when I get on stage. You know what I mean?
Right.
And my brother there, everybody there, like, him and her there.
Right.
It was just like a different feeling. And even with that being being said, when I was practicing my last week, I have a homeboy named Ashton. And it's been really cool. When you say, wait, you know what the funny part of all this is, bro? I'm tired of seeing you compete with this competition. Because, like, you have a poor body, you want to out your game, bro. He said, wait, that's something. I should really eat my brain, because I'm like, what the hell is like a dog? But he's like, but run. Right, like to me, he's a pro.
Right.
Now all you gotta do is go to Montreal, come back with a pro guy, and I seal the deal. Mm-hmm. Like that's done. That's day one. You'll be good. Montreal pro, like on there, humble as hell. The AFL different. The competition felt different. I walked on stage, I saw my competitors. And one thing I never did was compare myself to other people. I always look at my package, and I always compare myself to the last show.
Right.
So profound.
aircraft can only take flight within its maximum takeoff weight. And if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.
I believe I can soar.
Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.